Hello, this is Don Witt with Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today we are speaking with Ben Sayers. He is the CEO of VoIP Supply. How are you doing today, Ben?
I'm doing great, Don. Thanks for having me.
Before we get started on today's subject, can you give our listeners a little background on VoIP Supply?
Absolutely. VoIP Supply was started actually back in 2002. We launched the VoIPSupply.com back in 2004, in August of 2004. Back then, we were a 3 or 4 person shop. Over the years, we've grown very quickly and up to a much larger figure. We're about 35 people now. But ever since 2004, we've been strictly focused on voice over IP solutions and endpoints for customers, both resellers and end users.
About this time last year, I think you were opening a fulfillment center here in Las Vegas. How'd that fulfillment center go?
The launch was great, and we've had a great year with the fulfillment center out west. We actually launched it at Channel Partners last March and opened the doors at the same time. We've had a great year of adding service providers and filling the shelves out west and completing provisioning and fulfillment service orders for a wide variety of voice over IP providers.
You're doing the provisioning for the carriers, and basically you can ship and the customer can just then plug it in and it plays? Is that the fulfillment center activity for the most part?
Yeah, so most service providers are integrated with our API, so they submit orders from their system into ours. We'll pull the products from the shelf and pre-provision them with their provisioning server settings and individual user settings, however they want that programmed. We box it up, we put their inserts in, any labeling they want done, box it up and ship it out to their end users so that they can just unplug the phone, plug it in into the wall, and it's talking with their provisioning servers and SIP servers.
And basically it is blind shipping, so as you indicated, the boxes may be stuffed with their marketing materials and labeled with their company name.
Yeah, it's either blind shipping or some service providers even provide their own external sleeves or marketing information so that when it gets there, they know that box is coming from that service provider.
So this isn't just fulfillment. This is full-service fulfillment center that you've got going over there.
Absolutely. We're mirrored both in Amherst, New York, and Las Vegas, so we kind of split the country down the middle and provide lower cost shipping to West Coast customers, obviously, than we would be able to do if we just shipped it all to Amherst, New York.
I'm going to be seeing you at Channel Partners, and we're going to be talking over there. What customers and listeners do you want to have stop by your booth, and what booth was that again?
We're going to be at booth 250 at Channel Partners later this year in April. The message that we'll be bringing with us to Channel Partners is very much the same as last year. We're looking to talk to our customers that are in the service provider side of the business, obviously, to talk to them about how we can help them with provisioning, fulfillment, product returns, refurbishment, accessories, some of the VoIP products that they don't carry that do work with their platforms like paging and headsets and that sort. And then because we're a little bit different than most companies that resell in this space, we have a lot of end-user customers, we have a lot of reseller customers. So we're looking to talk to all of them, obviously, but the reseller side of the business as well to work with them on programs where they can leverage our connections in the industry and our relationship with service providers to do the provisioning and fulfillment for them as well, or to act as a sub-agent under our CloudSpan marketplace, which gives them access to a wide variety of hosted providers and trunking providers with a higher commission level and no commitment on a monthly or quarterly basis.
You've been in the distribution business for quite a few years now, and it's actually a business where you have to have a pulse on technology and the evolving software, hardware that's coming out. What is your perspective on what's starting to become hot and what's starting to decline in use out there?
For us, we're seeing the hardware hasn't changed a tremendous amount. It's certainly getting faster and more integrated and easier to use. When we got into the business back in 2004, this was when VoIP was open source, and most of the people coming in on the reseller side were do-it-yourselfers that were putting together platforms. So we've seen a lot of evolution to appliances and one-touch provisioning devices. The hot products that are coming into our call center, the requests are, a lot of them are around overhead paging and signage and that sort of product category. Headsets is always a big one within our business. And you know, there's always some back and forth with different manufacturers when they roll out new products that have different feature sets or special feature sets that work with their PBXs specifically, which makes it a lot easier for certain deployments.
Ben, what do you think are some of the trends for companies like Sangoma or Digium?
Yeah, and they've all evolved significantly over the years, quite a bit, and they're really pushing their phones integrated with their hosted Switchbox platform, and Sangoma's doing the same with their acquisition of FreePBX and the manufacturing of their own phones now. So that is really the general trend that we're seeing with a lot of the manufacturers is, you know, Mitel, Astra is another good example with their own hosted platform that works specifically with their phones.
Ben, how are things going with Sangoma?
We have a very good relationship with Sangoma, and they're only an hour and a half away from us, and they have a local presence in Buffalo. Under hardware, we had a semi-exclusive with the phones for the first year that they rolled out, and we also we've been working with them while they've been developing and rolling out their UC hosted platform and their SIP station, SIP trunking, once they bought Schmooze last year.
Hey Ben, a number of our listeners I know are going to want to look you guys up and see what else you have available on the shelf. Where can they find out more?
Best place to start, obviously, is going to be on VoIPsupply.com. There's a lot of information up there. Our blog is a great place to go to as well as far as content that we push out on new products, product comparison, feature sets, manufacturer updates, anything like that. Or you can call into our call center and talk with any one of the inbound team guys. The average tenure of our inbound team is 9.5 years. A lot of these guys have been with VoIP Supply since we started back in 2004, and they really know the industry and the products, the brands, and what works with what products and what features they're looking for.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Ben Sayers. He is the CEO of VoIP Supply, and Ben, it's been very interesting, and it sounds like you've got a great organization over there. 9.5 years as an average, that's incredible. That says a lot for you and the organization that you're built or that you've built there, and congratulations.
Well, thank you, Don. I really appreciate it. And I certainly couldn't have done it without the great team that we do have. We've got a great group of people that are really dedicated to taking care of our customers.